Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You can kiss your Irish stone. It's St. Paddy's Day version of the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Don't scare me on the radio like that.
You know, I was close, but I'm a professional.
Welcome to the St. Paddy's Day show, and I'm not going to try and throw any brogue in there. Even though I could probably pull
close.
A little bit.
It was close.
But I hate posers. I know enough Irishmen that, you know, they don't appreciate it. I can do a much better Aussie.
Yeah, right. Well, that's another day.
Spent more time there.
Right, that's another day.
I did make it to the Ring of Kerry. But I didn't get up to the Blarney Castle.
Oh, okay.
To kiss the Blarney Stone. Maybe
right.
We did. I don't know. I don't remember. That was so long ago.
It was several pints
ago,
I'm sure.
My wife's been there a few times.
Yeah.
Well, she travels.
Anyway.
She travels better than me.
For all of us Dutch kids that are wannabe Irish this time of year, it is the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the Grilling Guys. And we got this thing going on in Grand Rapids today on Saturday, if you're listening to this. It's called Irish on Ionia, and you want to talk about posers. They're expecting 10,000 people on two blocks for an outside party all day today. And you started out with, we were talking before the show started, with kegs and eggs, and then you go from there. But we're not involved with that at all, but that is for Irish posers, because I guarantee there are a few legitimate Irish people down there, but there's a whole bunch of us Dutch kids that just like to go down and pretend we're Irish for a day, right? But anyway, so when you do that, you eat a lot of Irish food, right, Bob? And we're going to be talking a little bit about a few different recipes and beverages that might wash down some of that good Irish food.
That's right. And like about every year, if you're in Beer City, USA, you might get the invitation to go to a place called Quinn and Tui's. And about every year, we have Billy Quinn on the show, and he'll be coming into the studio around halftime. So we're going to hear from a guy that built up an Irish pub business that is known around the country, if not around the world, and that's called Quinn and Tui's. So Billy Quinn will be here. I am wanting to give a shout-out to the boys at Snap Fitness again, because they are encouraging. But in talking with Ryan, the owner, he has a golf course and wants to do a fundraiser. He wants to do a fundraiser for something near and dear to my heart, and that's Operation Injured Soldier. So we're talking about doing some sort of golf outing for the Grilling Guys this summer. That would be in Greenville, Michigan. And
at his golf course.
Yeah,
right.
I wondered what you thought about that, if we could have some fun doing that and maybe smoke some.
We could cover lunch at turn, and after it's done, and then you know, if we've got the proper grill bitch, we'll be able to play too,
yeah,
right.
So I just thought raising some money for Operation Injured Soldier, since GI Barbecue's done, and we still have people that are kind of into that charity mode and want to help out the troops.
Well, absolutely,
they're a much better organization in terms of they're built to handle what we were doing, because they handle our money for us. So
right.
I would still like to kind of contribute something, and I thought I'd ask you on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we can have a golf outing,
Jop. Why wouldn't we? And as the details come forward, we'll promote it, and we'll ask our listeners, you all that are listening, to come out and party with us a little bit and have a little bit of fun and raise some money for a great cause, right?
There you go. So yeah. It's that time of year when it's ready. I can feel it. The clock changes, which I hate.
Yep.
But the days are getting longer.
Right.
So in February, they say you're supposed to trim your grapevines. And I've planted this vineyard about 3-4 years ago. And I'm learning the process because I'm bound and determined to make some wine. Well, so I spent a couple nights last week just trimming them up, and holy cow, there's a lot of work to be in a vineyard.
Yeah, I'm going to be on sabbatical next week. I've got a work trip, and I think I heard that maybe you're bringing in Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley to sit in, which is great. He's a very interesting guy, but he runs a vineyard, right? Which made me think of it. But if you were supposed to trim him in February, I hope that got done because we're in the middle of March already.
Yep.
But he'll be an interesting guy next week while I'm out. But did you cook anything this week that was noteworthy? I have to tell you, I did not. It's been a crazy week for me, and I just didn't get out on the grill.
Well, I did some cool leftover stuff, which I won't bore anybody with because it's nothing amazing. But I did have my son Jordan's at home right now, and I'd have to say all my kids are foodies. And
well, yeah, we've had Emily on, your oldest daughter. She actually has a blog, a food blog, and she's,
So anyway, he just moved over from Detroit. He's in the investment world, but he wants to become a Navy SEAL. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So he's here getting ready to do that. And in the meantime, he's working for my son-in-law at his tool and die shop.
Okay.
And really loving it. So he needs to bring food every day, and he's self-sufficient, so he buys his own food and whatever. But he got used to living in this apartment in Detroit, and they didn't have a grill. So he preps. The dude's a workout freak, and he eats really healthy. And he eats a lot of chicken. So he gets these skinless, boneless breasts, and he cooks them in a convection oven.
Okay.
And I got to tell
you. They dry out with the air moving around?
I was worried about it because he told me what he wanted to do, and he says he's done it before. And I said, okay, well, I just told him to season them and coat them with oil before he does it, which he did. And he baked in our convection oven 8 or 10 breasts. And honestly, when they came out, they looked kind of gross because there was no grill marks. And any meat without grill marks to me is gross.
Amen, brother.
And there was not even any browning or anything like that. But in all honesty, he used my ThermoPen and he brought them up to 165 and pulled them and covered them, and they were fantastic. I used that seasoning that I get at Old World Olive Company. It's called like a Bologna or something like that.
Yeah, it's a salt-based seasoning with some aromatics in it.
Oh, it's really good.
Right.
And that's all he put on there, and then he oiled them with some EVO, some garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company. And by golly, those things were fantastic, just in an oven.
Right.
So they were skinless, boneless.
Right, they'd have been better on a grill, but
I don't know.
There's like 6 of them on your back deck. You should have just chosen one.
Probably didn't
have time.
This is how he does it.
Right.
And he didn't really want to he's a real careful kid. He's like his mother. He didn't want to, go outside the boundaries a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not take after the old man that way.
I had a great time last weekend. We went to Detroit to a place called Whiskey Nancy's, or Nancy Whiskey's, I think it is.
Okay, unfamiliar.
One or the other. And it's the third oldest bar in Detroit, and it's a little, what hole. I mean, it's nothing. It's a weird little, bad neighborhood in Corktown, if you've ever been to Corktown.
Right. And
was packed. An Irish band.
Oh,
because my wife, is a quarter Irish, and this time of year she's 100% Irish. She even starts speaking with brogue. It's ridiculous. But so I was DDing for her and two of her friends, and we had us a lot of fun, a boatload.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that, because when you get out and you partake in the Irish celebrations, it can get away from you pretty quick.
Yeah.
You're usually drinking beer that's a little bit stronger. You're drinking cocktails, whiskey, Irish whiskey, or whatever it may be.
No, the beer wasn't strong. It was Guinness.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it can sneak up on you, and especially if you're celebrating a little bit. So you got to be a little bit careful out there. But coming up next, speaking of that beer, it's Guinness, Smithwick's, and some Irish ale, or maybe even one called Murphy. But we're going to go down the Irish beer trail a little bit and talk a little bit about that. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.